This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1934. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition recorded June 12th, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Armenia, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bougainville, Cuba, East Turkestan, Eritrea, Ethiopia, France, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North, Korea South, Myanmar, New Zealand, Nicaragua, Russia, Sudan, Taiwan, Turkmenistan, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Andaman and Nicobar Islands considered a separate radio country from India with a shortwave station, 4760, All India Radio, Port Blair. Ron Howard in California reports, presumed to be this and rather than the other Indian station on the same frequency, Lake Kashmir. June 12th, better than normal reception at 1215 to 1305. It seemed to be in Hindi with subcontinental music and singing. This was a Gray Line Path, his local sunrise at 1248 UT and Port Blair sunset at 1213. Poor reception, but a decent signal strength cutting through the summertime static. Antarctic Anon, Thursday, 21 June, the BBC World Service annual midwinter broadcast to the British Antarctic Survey staff working in Antarctica is expected on Midwinter's Day. The schedule the past 2 years, in 2016 and 2017, was 2130 to 22 UT on 5985 from Wolverton, 6035 from UAE, and 7360 from Ascension Island. Maybe by next week we'll have something a bit more definite. Again, that's always on the solstice day, Thursday, June 21st this year. Koji Hashimoto in Japan reports hearing the Voice of Armenia external service on 4810, June 10th at 1545 in Greek, opening with their edible signal and national anthem. And then again at 16 UT in Kurdish, once again opening with their interval signal and Armenian national anthem. Ron Howard reports, reach beyond Australia on new 7190 in the ham band where they should not be. June 11th at 1458 with IS and ID in English, 1500 introduction in English and in through a program in Korean. Wolfgang Duschel wonders if it was a technical antenna matching test of a new 41-meter band at Kununurra, northern Australia. Well, that's western Australia. And this came to the attention of intruder watchers of the IARU. It was also reported, something anyway, at 1545 UT in English on 7190 by Pekka OH2BLU. Wolfie says their daily schedule normally ends at 1445 UT on 9720. Lou VK5EEE in South Australia says maybe the station programmers can be contacted and told their host is broadcasting illegally, causing interference to legal amateur stations. Hans-Jörg Biener forwards a press release from Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty June 5th. Azerbaijan court upholds ban on RFERL website. We deplored the June 4th decision by the Azerbaijani Supreme Court to uphold a government ban on the company's Azerbaijani website, calling it an attack on the free press, and pledging to continue to pursue all available paths of legal recourse. Ron Howard in California reports on Bougainville, 3325 NBC, off the air June 10th from 1131, also not heard June 11th from TuneIn at 1111, but was finally back on June 12th, from 10:59 till off shortly after 11:34 and early sign-off. It was in Pidgin with speeches, mixing badly with RRI Indonesia on the same frequency. Cubanon. Via Mike Cooper, a story from the Miami Herald June 6th. Former Miami Mayor Tomas Regalado selected as new director for Radio and TV Marti. Veteran journalist as well. He previously hosted a Spanish-language program, Al Mediodía, con Tomás Regalado on Radio Caracol, 1260 AM. And that station also has been relaying Radio Martí a part of the time.
Regalado said his objective is to increase penetration of signals on the island, improve coverage of breaking news, and modernize radio programming. He wants Radio and TV Marti not to be an alternative, but to be the main means of communication for the people of Cuba. Cuban-American Senator Marco Rubio had recommended Regalado for the position. He takes over following the controversial departure of interim director Andre Mendez. Despite having received support of Cuban employees and some exiles, Mendez resigned amid conflicts within the Broadcasting Board of Governors. Allegations of pressure on the stations to provide favorable reports on the Trump administration. On the intruder alert list, Paulo in Portugal forwards a New York Times article of June 5th. Ethiopia accepts peace deal with Eritrea. It looks like there will be some kind of agreement between the countries. Both sources of interference and intrusion on our 40-meter handband, so let's keep an ear and see if there are any news regarding the illegal broadcasts. This led to a discussion of the Ethiopian transmitter on 7236 variable, which carries some clandestine broadcasts for Eritrea, but this is not an intruder above 7200 in the Eastern Hemisphere. Intruder everywhere are the Eritrean transmitters on 7140 and 7180, which are in turn hit by Ethiopian DRM jamming. The possibility of hearing Fiji on shortwave is long gone, but Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener has been checking out the web streams of FBC and finds that they are all functioning. You should find them via fbc.com.fj. The exact details are in the new DX Listening Digest, number 18-24, via worldofradio.com. Sunday, June 10th at 06:15, I was hearing the only remaining English hour from Radio France International on 11830. Aimed, of course, from France toward Africa, but now propagating somewhat in summer conditions. One should especially try to listen on Saturdays around 06:15 for the listener contact show Sound Kitchen, although not reconfirmed lately. Besides Bougainville, now some reports of the other station on 3325, RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia. Koji Hashimoto, Japan, reports it June 10th at 14:31 to 14:41, with ethnic music and popular songs, ID at 14:36. And the next day, June 11th, Harold Sellers, listening in his car on a quiet country road near Vernon, B.C., says he heard it at 11:06 with news in Indonesian. Poor reception, but at that time, no sign of PNG. Not much left now in English from Iran on shortwave, but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports Paris Today, VIRA, IRIB, June 8th, the 1923 to 2020 UT broadcast, which is on two second adjacent frequencies, 9800 toward South Africa and 9810 toward Western Europe, each 500 kilowatts. Rick Barton in Central Arizona reports two of the Japan-based clandestines about abductions directed at North Korea, but in this case transmitted via Taiwan. On 9465, Nippon Nakaze or Ilbon We Baram in Korean from 1320, closing just before the bottom of the hour, June 11th. And then after 1330, heard at 1345 on 9705, the Japanese language version of the same, Furusato no Kaze. Artie Bigley forwards a story which appeared on Newsy from the 10 News website, that is KGTV San Diego. North Korea defector now runs counter-propaganda broadcast from Seoul. It's about Kim Sung-chul, who escaped from North Korea in the 1990s, and he's running North Korea Reform Radio. Of course, that article doesn't bother to tell us when and where to hear it, but he does mention it's transmitted from Uzbekistan via Ivo Ivanov. The current schedule is 2030 to 2130, 100 kilowatts at 76 degrees to Northeast Asia. Daily in Korean, but a good signal also into Bulgaria. On 7500. Another report from Ron Howard in California about the weather station in Seoul, HLL2 on 5857.5. He heard it June 6th with audio somewhat muffled. In Korean until 1305 and then 7 minutes in English, with weather conditions at different observatories around Asia, including Beijing. After that, it went into Japanese and Chinese off at 1328. Ron Howard reports another frequency change from Voice of Freedom from South to North Korea. Had been on 5920 for a while, but on June 10th, heard from 1044 on 6045. No jamming yet, but North Korean jamming was there on June 11th and 12th, but still fairly good reception. The so-called North American service of KBS World Radio doggedly sticks to 15575 all year at 13 to 15 UT, despite sending its signal into a non-propagating dark northern night most of the year. But now as we get to summer solstice, the peak of maximum insolation along the high-latitude path, thanks to the midnight sun, we are starting to hear it. At least in Korean, after 14 UT, June 9th, I had a fairly readable reception, and that may also apply to the previous hour in English at 13, at least for a while. Intruder watchers are not too happy about Myanmar on 7200, since that lower sideband intrudes into the worldwide amateur band. Ron Howard in California reports it. June 10th from 1240 to 1317. They used to carry the distance learning service lectures starting at 1230, but not anymore. It was parallel to 5985. Both went off at 1317 after good reception. Harold Sellers in British Columbia was also listening on June 11th, the next day, at 1225 in Burmese on 7200. Presumed news at 1230, but no English broadcast anymore on Mondays. Also heard on very poor 5985. Artie Bigley sends an AP story via TampaBay.com. U.S. broadcaster Radio Free Asia loses Myanmar outlet over Rohingya name. It's lost its local partner in Myanmar after refusing demands that it stop using the term Rohingya to describe an oppressed Muslim minority. It had been carried via the DVB Media Group, which was an outgrowth of the one-time shortwave clandestine Democratic Voice of Burma. A statement by RFA President Libby Liu says it will not compromise its code of journalistic ethics, prohibiting the use of slurs against ethnic minority groups. It will continue to refer to the Rohingya as Rohingya in our reports. By forbidding the use of the word Rohingya, Myanmar's government is taking an Orwellian step in seeking to erase the identity of a people whose existence it would like to deny. Of course, Radio Free Asia also broadcasts on shortwave, which the Myanmarianese cannot control, and perhaps those transmissions will be augmented. The current schedule, according to the WRTH update, is as follows. Midnight 30 to 0130, 15700 via Tinian, 17830 Tinian, and 17845 Saipan. 1230 to 1330, 13630 via UAE. 1230 to 1430, 7530 and 11805 via Tinian. And at 1330 to 1400, 12140 via Saipan. And as I've noted, the Saipan transmissions tend to be slightly off frequency. Anomalies at Radio New Zealand International. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany reports on June 11th, according to their online schedule, RNZ Pacific has no DRM broadcasts anymore. And indeed, we look at it as of June 12th, nothing listed as DRM. So I asked Adrian Sainsbury of RNZI, what's the story? He says the capacitor in the RNZI DRM transmitter has failed. Until a spare part arrives from Europe, we will be transmitting in AM using our old retired transmitter. And indeed, Stephen Wood in Massachusetts says June 12th at 0148, 13840 putting in a fair signal in lovely AM. Also on June 12th, I was surprised to find a very good signal from RNZI on a frequency where it's not listed, 9700. They had been on 5980, but 9700, of course, propagates much better in North America. Since it's not showing on their schedule, I don't know whether it's a deliberate change, something temporary, or a mistake. I heard it at 1350, but if it's on the air as early as 1300, it would be colliding with IBB and Khmer via Tinian until 1330. the non-commercial, non-governmental, non-corporate, non-musical, non-historical, non-hyped, non-religious, non-communist media program World of Radio, 1934. Also providing the equally non-website, worldofradio.com. No thanks this week for financial support, since nothing new has been received by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Radio stations are getting attacked in Nicaragua via CIDX Messenger. A May 28th UPI story says pro-government radio station attacked, inciting new violence. Anti-government protesters blamed for dousing a state-sponsored radio station with gas bombs and Molotov cocktails in Managua. Police responded with gunshots. Masked men on motorcycles surrounded the area near Radio Ya in the capital city, preventing other vehicles from entering as the attack was carried out. And a somewhat more sinister version from Prensa Latina in Cuba, dated June 8th. This is another attack. Criminal groups burn Radio Nicaragua facilities. Delinquents burn the facilities in the capital with no reports of fatalities or injuries. The incident occurred in the morning as part of plans to destabilize the country in the midst of a severe socio-political crisis that erupted on April 18th. Thanks to Mike Cooper for sending on that story. Rusty X is a weekly publication in English which carries extensive information about broadcasting in Russia, which of course is mostly on FM these days. They run it through Google Translation. And here is an item, more or less as it appeared, originating with the vk.com/radio receiver mailing list. Hello, dear members of the group. We all know that in 2014, for a powerful radio broadcast in Russia, there has come a black band, which has lasted for more than 4 years. But recently there has been a return to the HF range of the Republic of Sakha. How much I would not go on the internet with a request for the return of HF, SV, DV, DV broadcasting in Russia all the same. Recently on the website of the Russian Information Agency, I found a petition for the restoration of broadcasting of Mayak Radio and the Radio of Russia to SV and DV. I'm sure one of those means shortwave. But when I looked at the number of votes, I, without jokes, Offigale, only 850 votes. And for consideration at the federal level, you need 100,000 votes. Someone even voted against the petition. Well, bastards. So, maximum reports of this petition. I ask you to vote all the members of the group and to repost. Let's try to restore Russia's status as a great information resource. That came from Nikita Kovalenok in Yelutarovsk, Chuminskaya Oblast. Sakha, of course, refers to the station 7295 and or 7345, whichever I think has disappeared again. There is one other shortwave broadcast from Russia, from the Republic of Adygea, on 6,000 kilohertz in the middle of our days, which means it's almost impossible to hear directly in North America. But Rusty X also has a schedule for that, dated June 25th. That's must be postdated. Anyhow, it says, Monday from 18 to 1830 in Adige, Arabic and Turkish, and from 1830 to 19 in the Adige language. Fridays 18 to 19, and Sundays 19 to 20, all in the Adige language on 6,000 kilohertz with 100 kilowatts. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria often monitors this. He had a good signal June 8th at 18 to 19 on 6,000. That was a Friday. And also on June 11th, which was a Monday, for the multilingual broadcast at 18 to 19. Sudan Non, keep Radio Dabanga alive. Tarek Zidane in Cairo says, I got an email from Radio Dabanga in early June. It says, Dear Tarek, perhaps you've been tuning into Radio Dabanga recently on 15550 or 13800, enjoying the jingle, trying to decipher some of the Arabic, or even trying to figure out who is singing a song we've played. We greatly appreciate your enthusiasm for Radio Dabanga, a shortwave Sudanese radio station exiled in Amsterdam. Your emails, filled with details of how, where, and why you are listening, give us endless bounds of motivation and enthusiasm. Today we would like to ask you for something more, for your help to keep Radio Dabanga in the air. The current situation, it's the sole provider of independent info for over 2 million daily Sudanese listeners. Broadcasting via shortwave is expensive and increasingly rare. In 2017, the international political situation caused a winding down of the usual funding that Radio Dabanga bases its operations on. The international community started to see the Sudanese government increasingly as a friend in their fight against terrorism and the refugee crisis and failed to recognize violations against its own people. It's now more important than ever that people in and from Sudan have access to free and independent news that the world has ceased to be aware of. Well, as you can gather, they are trying to raise funds, such as by crowdfunding. We look forward to hearing from you, say Noska Duzar and Sarah Burrows and everyone on the Radio Dabanga team. I expect you can read all about this at their own website, https://www.dabangasudan.org/en/AR. Ron Howard in California has been trying to hear Fuxing Broadcasting Station, the one run by the Ministry of National Defense in Taiwan, on two 31-meter band frequencies. His latest reports: June 6th on 9410 from 1211 until off at 1300. There seemed to be a singing station jingle at 1259, but it was only possible to hear after BBC Singapore went off at 1200. He says there's no longer any CNR5 from mainland China on the same frequency. At this time, their other frequency, 9774, was not on the air, and 9410 is certainly not on daily, but erratic. On June 9th, he reports, 9410 USB Plus carrier from Fuxing, a brief check at 1218 in Chinese and the singing jingle, matching his NID there on May 7th. Almost fair reception with 9774 still silent. Then on June 11th, 9774, Fuxing presumed, after BBC off the air, heard at 1204, very weak in Chinese with music, and on that day, 9410 was not on the air. They are very erratic with their use of frequencies and certainly not on every day. Paired with the bad news from Azerbaijan, RFERL has some better news from Turkmenistan via Hans-Jürg Biener. Their contributor, Sapar Mahmed Nepeskuliev, has been released from a Turkmen prison after serving a sentence on narcotics charges that numerous international observers have condemned as a brutal attempt to silence a journalist. Turkmenistan is tied with North Korea as the worst country in the world for media freedom. The clandestine for Uganda, Radio Mananci, was missing again from WWRB the weekend of June 9th and 10th. Maybe it was just for maintenance, who knows. Check again the following weekend during the day on 9370. Last week I mentioned that New York radio flight weather frequencies might resume in June, according to a previous notice to airmen. So Mike Cooper checked more recent notices and says that now it will remain unserviceable until December 4th. Mike says it's discouraging to learn we'll have to wait 6 more months to find out if New York radio will come back. Will it ever? WRMI ceased broadcasting 24 hours a day with a low-power signal on 9455. But as of June 6th, 9455 was officially entered on their schedule. From transmitter number 8 at midnight to 04 UT, including Hal Turner in the middle at 01 until 03. At first, it was not clear whether this was every day, but it was later amended to show that this transmission is on the air UT Thursdays only. Hal Turner, of course, is already on WBCQ 7490 during the same 2 hours. Thanks to Ethan, KC9YDN, who first notified the World of Radio IO group about this. WBCQ has reactivated 3265. Testing with What Else, Brother Scare, according to Alan Weiner. except during his own show worldwide, UT Saturdays, June 9th, starting at midnight, when he said they were quadricasting on 9330, 7490, 5130, and 3265. Way out here, I could not hear it through all the summer noise and absorption. As mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I heard WTWW testing on 15815. And now they're officially registered, not there, but on 15810. As Ivo Ivanov points out, it's available 24 hours a day. It must be the number 3 transmitter, which is also still registered alternatively on 12105, but not 24 hours. 15810 has been in use only sporadically. I was hearing it UT Sunday, June 10th after 0100, when it was parallel to 5085 for Theater Organ in the Ozarks. Much better on the lower frequency, of course. But it did stay on well into the night for that weekly talk show, Southern Talk at Midnight, and surprisingly was propagating here thanks to some sporadic E enhancement. I measured the frequency at 0604, slightly low, as the case with many WTWWs, 15809.941. Speaking of sporadic E, I've finally had some FMDX, 87.7, probably the most interesting catch, June 6th at 1726 with Spanish music, and the slogan, Mega, Latino, and Proud. They had some ads in English and Spanish mixed in. It's one of those Franken FM stations licensed as a low-power TV station in Cleveland, Ohio, Channel 6, but functioning as an FM station, who cares what's on the video carrier, 4.5 megahertz lower. Power is only 3 kilowatts in the distance, 938 miles from me. There are a number of others around the country, many of them in Spanish, as a matter of fact. If you're concerned about protecting our public media against federal funding cuts, I suggest you keep an eye on or subscribe to some of the services from the website protectmypublicmedia.org. They often have letter-writing campaigns electronically to members of Congress. As they often point out, federal funding amounts to about $1.35 per year per American. Without federal funding, local stations may have to cut programs and services that you trust and value, or could be forced off the air. The cost of inaction is too great. I might have mentioned this under E for East Turkestan, but here it is at the end about propagation. June 12th, after 06 UT, I was getting some just barely audible carriers on the 17 megahertz band, just as we are almost to the summer solstice when overnight propagation can hold up. All these correlated with Kashgar site of China Radio International in various European languages. 17865, 17680, 17650, 17520. The propagation outlook from Boulder, lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2 or 8 and 3 through June 26th. Then minor G1 storms, June 28th and 29th, A and K and Z's peaking at 28 and 5. Solar flux peaking at 75, June 21st to 23rd. CIDX Messenger has a story from BNT.com in Australia that radio presenters and journalists are among the top 3 jobs attracting psychopaths, the number 1 being CEOs. And that's World of Radio, 1934. Glenn Hauser, inviting you to hear me again next week.